It's 10 o'clock. I'm Karen Bell. Almost 4 weeks on, and police say they still don't know what's happened to Stockport man Nathan Tomlinson. He was last seen in Manchester leaving his work's Christmas party on December the 17th. The 21-year-old has been spotted on CCTV a number of times, and that footage can be found on the news pages of the Key 103 website. Land and water searches have been taking place. Detective Chief Inspector Pete Giles.
We'll continue to search the River Irwell because it's obviously a big river and it's fast flowing. If he did go into the river, it may take some time to find him. As I say, there is a slight hope that he's got out of that area, and we hope, you know, somebody may have seen him and can assist us, give us further areas to search.
11 people, including 5 children, have been killed in Australia as flash floods hit the city of Toowoomba. Brisbane, the country's third largest city, is now bracing itself as well, with experts predicting thousands of homes will be inundated in the next 24 hours. A sixth form student has been jailed for 2 years and 8 months after admitting flowing a fire extinguisher from a rooftop during the student protests in London. Edward Woollard was filmed throwing it from the 7th floor as hundreds of people gathered in a courtyard below. The 18-year-old from Hampshire will serve at least half of his sentence in a young offenders institution. A policeman has been jailed for at least 7 years after being convicted of raping and sexually assaulting vulnerable women. PC Stephen Mitchell met his victims while on duty at Pilgrim Street Police Station in Newcastle. The 42-year-old offered them help in custody before demanding sexual favours. 7 people have been arrested and now bailed on suspicion of a fray following a fight in Bolton. Officers investigating the disturbance are now appealing for witnesses to the incident to come forward. It happened on New Year's Day on Cannon Street North and the surrounding streets. A 20-year-old suffered a head injury and is still in hospital getting treatment. Macclesfield are planning to open the club to allow fans to pay their respects to midfielder Richard Butcher. The 21-year-old died at his home in Manchester on Sunday night. The cause of death hasn't yet been revealed. Training at the Moss Rose ground was cancelled today, but the whole squad still turned up to pay their respects. The weather staying dry this afternoon with the odd sunny spell. Expect more of the same tomorrow, but there'll also be the odd outbreak of rain for some parts. With the news for Greater Manchester, I'm Karen Bell.